Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
Were we all not paying attention for a moment there? The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's
Friday Beer Buzz
Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43. I don't know. I didn't even start drinking yet. 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. All right, Lindo Sabatini's with us. I better start drinking.
You sound like you're hammered.
I am in a room with unprofessional people who can't focus. What's happening?
I was watching the TV and reading the closed captioning.
You're coughing. She's mumbling.
The Friday Beer Buzz. Good morning, Pilgrim
Good morning.
Pizza.
Hi, how are you?
How's the Pilgrim Pizza going?
Very well.
Yep. Off the shelves.
A lot of turkeys.
Are they gobbling it up?
Oh, man.
gobble.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Jason, laugh.
I'm thinking of something else. I'm trying to think of
laugh.
My own.
Please laugh.
They're stuffing themselves.
Are they stuffing themselves? I love it. Jason's like, his brain's going.
If you're like sold out, do people flip you the bird?
Really?
I like that one. They dressing up for it?
That was a very bad one.
Convenient.
All right. You guys can send your own jokes along. 570-883-0098. Yeah, it was good. All right. So Pilgrim Pizza is flying off the shelves. They're gobbling it up.
No, it's been fun. We've got it into a rhythm now, so we're not just they're going.
Yeah,
it's good. Got a cranberry sauce aioli.
Yep.
Yeah. So
it's got some turkey.
Bit.
It's got some stuffing.
Roasted turkey stuffing, cranberry aioli, side of gravy. Comes with our regular crust and cheese.
I did want to ask you this.
Just sounds so good.
Because I feel like I have to go try this. I keep saying I'm going
to.
Have you not had
this yet?
No, because I wanted.
1925 Wyoming Avenue, Exeter, Pennsylvania.
I will do that. Maybe even today, because, maybe. I don't know. If you were really hungry, how many slices could you eat of it?
Small pie.
You really could. So it's not something that's like overly going to just weight you down.
I actually had a customer last night at the bar say, this isn't really as filling as I thought it was going to be. I said,
that's a good thing, though.
It's a slice of pizza. I mean, it's still a slice of pizza.
It's not a meal, though.
And it's not like it's. I mean, you've seen pizzas where they're like an inch and a half high atop.
Yeah.
No, this is still looks like a pizza.
That's good to know. All right, that's good.
It's not a heaping pile of turkey.
You don't drop it on the counter like, it's like, oh my God. Sorry about your hand, lady.
We have had people order pizza when you're carrying it, your arm's starting to like shake.
That's different though.
Meat lover
with extra cheese.
this is a delicious
thick crust. Yeah.
This is more delicious treat than just overly weighting you down. That's a good thing.
It's. I'm telling you, I didn't start this pizza. I didn't make this one up. The kitchen and Shannon and John, these guys came up with this pizza for an event like 13 or 14 years ago. We've been doing it a long time, and it's right. It's just like I think it's perfect.
You've got it down to a complete science.
That's good.
All right. Well, we have a beer here. What? How do we tease this? It's a dark beer.
This is a dark beer.
Yummy.
What style beer is this?
This is probably a porter.
It was one of two guesses.
Or a stout.
It's a stout.
Right.
I might have mispronounced stout.
No, you were right. This is porter and stout. I mean, that's a conversation that is very hard because what breaks the two of them up? They're both very similar. Porters, mm-hmm. maybe you could say, are a little lighter.
Are they a little lighter? Yeah.
A little lighter. Stout is and this is darker. A little darker.
Okay. Heavier. Yeah. It wasn't far off.
Though. No, you're.
I love them both, right. So that's good.
We have to get to beer news, though.
All right.
And then we can come back and find out what this stout is.
Got it.
All right. And can we talk for 5 more minutes about turkey pizza? Or are we good?
Perky pizza.
Pizza. All right. Beer news and then the featured beer of the week after this.
Beer
news.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is Bill from mybeerbuzz.com.
Mybeerbuzz.com.
With your Friday Beer Buzz news of the week. Alesmith Brewing in San Diego, California is adding another Speedway Stout variant. This will be called the Hammerhead Edition, and it will be helping to celebrate their 30th anniversary. The beer will be an Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels with espresso and coffee, and it will hit 13.46% ABV. That beer will be packaged in 16-ounce cans, and it is named and created to mimic the Hammerhead coffee. Brewery Omegang, Omageddon, will return. That beer will remain a Brett Saison Ale. This will be batch number 7 of this beer. The beer hits 8% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12.7-ounce bottles. And finally, I have delayed sad news because I've been traveling quite a bit. I'm very sad to report that Highland Brewing founder and the person that is considered the godfather of the Asheville craft beer scene, Oscar Wong, has passed away. We will certainly miss Oscar, and we will certainly miss his creativity in brewing. That is your Friday Beer Buzz news of the week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on mybeerbuzz.com.
Mybeerbuzz.com.
For all the latest details.
All right, let's drink
that. Sad way to end that.
I emailed Bill about him. I guess he'd been on the show as a guest like once or twice over the years. Yeah. So.
Aww.
Rest in peace, sir.
All right. So thank you for bringing in a stout. I love these beers.
So this is a stout. You're welcome, by the way. And this is a stout that Victory Brewing has been making for a long time. But every once in a while, it doesn't come out for a year or two. But now it is back in cans. And this is their Imperial Stout. This is Victory Storm King.
Storm King.
Storm King.
Nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm trying to think what this reminds me of.
You like him?
Oh, that's neat. It's like an owl that's like some sort of
king.
I guess he's the king of the storm.
He's the king of the storm.
Oh, I guess it might be.
It's a black can with, is that gold? I can't see because I'm further away.
Pass the can down there.
Pass the can, please.
Victory Brewing Storm King Imperial.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I like owls too, and he's got a crown on. So.
Yeah, the owl looks like a
movie. I love it.
The Clash of the Titans back in like 1982. There was a mechanical owl. It looks just like that. It's freaking me out a little bit.
I love it.
You think that's where they were going?
Wow, it's power. It's a powerful one too.
It is. I was going to say it reminds me, it's like somewhere between like Guinness and
I meant ABV
Yingling Black and Tan. Like it's in that. Like
no, it's not.
That's what I said, but you said it's not. So it's, tell me why.
Yeah, both of those beers are under. Those are both like 5% alcohol.
This is a
beers.
Heavy. This I meant alcohol.
This is almost like this is like a Russian Imperial Stout at 9. What is it?
9.1%.
I was thinking for flavor, like the taste of it. It's got that.
It's deep. It's rich.
It's dark like both of those beers, but this is both of those beers on adrenaline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. But it is one of those that you probably shouldn't have too much if you're driving because it's 9.1%.
What did Webster call that?
Oh, the R's, right? Recliner. What was it? Remote?
Remote, yeah.
Relax, remote, recliner, something like that where you're not.
This is a couch
out
beer.
There, yeah. I mean, unless you have a designated driver, but this is yummy.
This is a wherever you are beer. It's going to knock you down. I mean, you stay where you are.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you on the sidewalk?
I like it a lot.
Just the way I drink it.
This is a delicious. And I think that the can is fantastic. And again, I do think that the artwork that they do and all that fun stuff, you know, it plays a part in the appeal when someone is, you know, going in the store, I'm sure. And this one, it definitely has an impact when you see it.
It comes in a nice box. The six pack is a nice box with the same art, and it looks really nice. And we're just happy to have it back because it did go away for a couple of years, and then they decided to bring it back, and we're happy they did.
That's a very simple way to make people go, oh yeah, I love that, as opposed to it always being there.
Well, yeah, and I guess it did drive up the want a little bit where people were like saying, hey, where's Storm? Oh man, Storm King's back. They're excited.
Right.
And what I like about this stout is, I mean, not that peanut butter and coffee and vanilla and all these things and double chocolates aren't great.
Aren't fun. Yeah.
But this is just a nice, clean, simple, back to basics, big boy stout.
Imperial stout. Yeah, it is. I think it's delicious. I love this one. Now you're going to have, you don't have this on draft, right?
No,
this is
I don't.
Just a can.
No, I don't have it on draft, but we have a large stack.
Good supply.
Yeah.
So if you want to come in and get it, you have obviously the pumpkin beers. Are they still big right now?
We have a lot of pumpkin. Are they waning? We have a lot of pumpkin beer available. I try to do it through Thanksgiving and into Christmas a little bit because you eat pumpkin pie till when?
Right.
You know,
it's weird that it seems to end as soon as it does.
We still have pumpkin pie at Christmas.
All the way up until that.
So we keep the pumpkin beers going.
And you have the Christmas stuff now coming.
All the Christmas stuff is in and on the shelves as long as it hit the market. There are one or two Belgians that we're still waiting for. Today, I know this is a good one. Course and Dunk Christmas is back because it wasn't available last year because they were in between importers. So we will have Course and Dunk Christmas landing today, and we're excited for that. And all that stuff is starting to come in.
So then you also have the ability, people can come in and make their own like gift baskets and things like that.
Or if you want us to, we can get a basket for you. But yes, we do both ways. Yeah.
With the holidays coming up, people will be coming in and, you know, getting the stuff to celebrate with. What are some good ones if someone is going to, say, a Thanksgiving get together? What do you think are some good ones to bring to the, you know, the host? Like that are good to just crack open on a Thanksgiving.
It depends. I mean, we have an apple crumble beer that came in from Southern Tier that people are grabbing now. I mean, I call them tweezinals. They're in between the seasons.
Okay.
So now that there's not really a late fall season, but we have brown ales and some seasonal stuff with apples and that kind of cranberry.
Okay, that's cool.
Some cranberry beers that people grab. Yeah.
I mean, if you guys are hosting and someone shows up, you're probably, Lindo, the wrong person to ask because you see this stuff every day. But if you show up, I think for Thanksgiving, you probably want to make people go, ooh, what's that? As opposed to going, I love that.
Well, sometimes just like a big bottle that you can bring. Like I'm thinking like a Three Philosophers.
Presentation is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of 750s and corking caged Belgians and that kind of stuff that if you just wanted to put it on the table during dinner.
Right, and they can pour some.
People are going to be intrigued to grab 3 or 4 ounces just to try it. There's a lot of that.
And that's really awesome.
And the holidays like Thanksgiving are perfect for sharing beer. You want to grab a couple of singles here and there, and then you're going to go sit on the couch afterwards when you can't move.
Or watch some football.
Yeah. And share a beer or two. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It's fun.
And this one's really cool. So the beer today, Victory Storm King, back again.
You know what else?
What?
Our ornaments just came in this year's ornament.
Oh, what's this year's ornament?
Is it a little Lindo like I suggested last year?
No, it's actually a Jason Barsky ornament.
Oh, yes! No.
It is, they've always been metal. This one's wooden, and it's, I don't know how, I don't know how she did it, but it looks like a Sabatini's pizza on a pizza peel.
Oh, cool.
So
that's the little handle thing.
You know, whenever you see anything that has pizza printed on it, all the pizza looks the same. It's New York pizza with big pepperoni. Yeah. This is actually a Sabatini's pizza on a wooden pizza peel.
Oh, cool.
Which is the pizza shovel thing.
Right,
that pulls
the thing
the pizza.
That you put it in and out of the oven with.
Yeah, so we have that Sabatini's.
The ornaments,
nice.
The merch, everything
is
there.
It's all coming in.
Good job, Shannon. She always gets some creative stuff.
Yeah, gotta give her the credit.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And shop till you drop on the Friday. I'm sure you'll be busy. But
yeah. What are your, what days are you open? What days are you closed? You're closed Thanksgiving.
No, we actually, the restaurants.
I knew that.
The restaurants close on Thanksgiving, but Jen will open the bar probably around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Ooh. Okay.
So you need a place to come have one and get away from your crazy.
Run away after the
your
dinner.
Crazy in-laws or whoever.
Come so on let over. Me stop assuming I know what the heck's going on.
Yeah. There. No restaurant, but the bar is open.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, it's a
Sunday,
big night. Wednesday, everybody's back from school, and they're all ready to go. All right. Well, have a good one, okay?
You too.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Two, three weeks.
The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts. At Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.